dramatic. Some nights you don't call me up.
Hey, what's up? This is Godly the Ruler, and you're listening to Vocalo Radio.
It's Vocalo Radio backstage at Lollapalooza here with Godly the Ruler. Hello.
Hi, what's up, Vocalo?
How are you doing?
I'm doing hot. I'm doing really sweaty. I'm doing more damp than I would like to be. But I'm good, all things considered. Yeah, I'm doing well.
No, same, same. But I was going to say, okay, this is a big flex. You've never been to Lollapalooza. Your first time here is to perform. What's up with that?
Yeah, it is kind of a crazy flex, right? No, but I mean, we all know Lollapalooza, it takes a little bit of coin to get through the door, and I've just never had enough coin. But funny enough, they were like, hey, you can just play the festival instead. So yeah, this is my first time here, so it's cool. It's a cool like way to make my way in the door, I guess, right?
Yeah, so you're working for your ticket.
Yeah, no, and I'm putting in a lot of work for sure.
Who are you excited to see this weekend the most?
Probably like Kevin Abstract. I'm probably seeing them twice. I'm going to their after show later today, and then I'm probably going to see their set tomorrow. But the album they put out earlier this year is really, I listened to it so much. Like, it's really been like, it's been a moment for me. I know everybody's having like a brat summer. I'm having a blanket summer. Like, it's been, I don't know. And I just want to like, hopefully Kevin plays some of it live. But yeah, probably Kevin. Who else? Wisp. I like Wisp a lot. Chapel Roan, obviously. Yeah, the list goes. It's a good lineup. There's a lot of people to see this weekend.
Anyone gonna make you cry out there? You think the tears might come?
Probably Dylan Brady. Dylan Brady's gonna make me cry. Yeah, that's like kind of, it's like nostalgic. I've been like listening to them for a long time, so like seeing them, I've seen them also 5 times already. I saw them like 3 weeks ago at Pitchfork, but they're doing like a solo set, so I think that one's gonna make me cry. Maybe, I don't know.
I was looking through like articles talking about your music. A lot of people are talking about you this weekend, and people have used so many different words. I've seen like emo, EDM. I've seen like, right, like indie, like rock. Like, do you label your music, or do you just enjoy like the vagueness of just creating?
Emo, dude, that is such a good one, because it is so emo. I like that. You know, coming from like the Midwest, I really like Midwest emo stuff. I think it's cool. I think I'm very happy to like give it to the people to describe as they please. I think that's like a little bit of like, why is it so vague? It's just like, you know, listen to it and like take from it what you will. You know, it's not my job to like, you know, categorize it. That's for y'all. So it's doing the thing. Yeah.
Okay, so y'all are writing the articles. You worry about that. I'm just going to create.
I'll just write the songs.
I was listening to your latest single. You called yourself dramatic. Did you really mean that?
Yeah, I'm so dramatic. I feel like, it's so funny because I didn't like, when I was like writing that, it was like low-key kind of like meta, like it was a meta line. It wasn't so much about me, but like also just as a person, I am dramatic. Today I've been like all drama because it's like 80 degrees and I keep like crying about it. I'm like, ah, it's so hot. So yeah, I'm very drama.
I love that you admit that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel that too. I feel that inside. Okay, so a few years ago, you said that when you're like in your writing process, you don't actually write down your lyrics. Do you still work that way, or have you like evolved a little bit more?
Oh, I definitely have evolved, and I don't know if we even have enough time to like really like go through all the kind of like things I've learned in the past year even. But yeah, I still think a lot of like me writing is like not being so like tactile and like so hook, chorus, verse, hook. I just like write sometimes, like if it's a cool, catchy thing that I think about when I'm like sitting in traffic, or like when I'm waiting on food or whatever, wherever I'm at, just like little like quips here and there is like how I'll write some stuff. And then I'll sit down and I'll put like the quips together, and then it ends up being a song, hopefully, if the Lord allows it. But yeah, it's just like really sporadic still, but it is definitely more refined. And I feel like I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing for sure now. It took a couple of years, but I know how to make a song now.
I love that. And you're, you know, the Chicago kid, right? Yeah. Like, who were, like, some of your inspiration? Like, who did you love listening to in the Chicago scene?
Like, a lot of the stuff that was coming up on, like, SoundCloud around, like, 2014, that was, like, what really hooked me. Like, Chance the Rapper, like, Save Money as a whole, Lucky, Warhol, Hurt Everybody. Some of those people, like, when I was in, like, freshman in high school, we were, like, really, like, whoa, like, I want to do what they're doing. And, yeah, those are a couple of, like, Chicago people that I'm very fond of, I guess.
And you said when you went to University of Madison, right, that's kind of where you picked up more of an alt sound. Like, you got, like, in your alternative bag a little bit more.
Right.
Would you recommend Chicago artists move to, like, different places to like, range their sound in?
God, no. Not, like, I mean, you could, but, like, don't, like, turn, not like it's turning your bag, but, like, don't. You don't have to leave Chicago to, like, get in your bag. You can get in your bag in Chicago and, like, develop in Chicago and, like, learn a lot in Chicago. It just literally, I was forced. I had to. I was, like, I went there for school, so I was, like, bound to go somewhere else. So I didn't really have a choice. But it all worked out. But I don't want people to think that you have to leave Chicago to, like, become, like, the artist you want to be, or, like, whatever. You can, like, do that here. People should realize that more. You can, like, do that in Chicago.
That's a good message. I was watching this interview you did, and the whole, I think the interview was like 30 minutes long, and the whole interview,
that was a long one.
It was. I was doing my makeup, so it was all good. Like, I had it on YouTube. But the whole interview, you were making dinner. And, like, the whole interview, you were making your dinner.
Whoa.
So it really had me thinking, like, after you perform, if you had to go home and make yourself some dinner, what are you making? Like, what are you cooking up?
Ooh, probably, like, I've been, like, trying to eat, like, more, like, fresh stuff now that I'm, like, touring more, just because it's, like, it's really easy to, like, eat bad or not eat at all when you're, like, traveling a lot. So I've been, like, really into just, like, salads and, like, salad bowls. I found this one really good salad on the road, like, a couple months ago, and I found the recipe card online. So I've just been making, it's like this pesto chicken and parmesan, like, salad thing. So after a show, I'd probably, like, I don't want to eat anything, like, greasy, because I'm already so tired, and it'd probably just, like, make me feel like a zombie or something. So I'd probably eat, like, a pesto chicken parm salad thing. Yeah.
That's a great, like, health tip for today.
Yeah, definitely, like, it's just easy to, like, eat whatever when you're, like, traveling and you're so busy, but, like, find, like, one good thing and, like, stick to it, and then never let it go, ever.
Just in life, just with everything. Food, love, music.
Yeah.
So you are a big fan of Chance.
Right.
You said before you're a big fan of Paramore.
Yeah.
If you could only do a collab with one of them, who are you picking?
Paramore.
Oh, my gosh!
I don't even have to think about
it. Not the Chicago people in the comments.
Oh, no, wait, but, like, Still, Paramore, everybody's gonna understand why. Literally this morning, I saw, like, a clip on Instagram Reels, randomly, whatever. And it was, like, Hayley Williams singing, like, Still Into You. And I was just like, yeah, she's just, like, generational. Like, Paramore is a generational band for, like, every, like, alt, like, person. Every, like, you're like, yeah, I could, like, go on for a really long time. Paramore.
I know you have to perform at some point this weekend.
Yeah, save my vocal cords and stuff.
Save the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck. We look forward to seeing your set tomorrow.
You.
And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. All right.
Bye. All right.
This segment was hosted by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited and produced by Morgan Sioka, with production support from Abigail Harrison and WBEZ's Mendy Kong. Keep up with us at vocalo.org or at Vocalo on Instagram. My house is cursed. Tell me, do I-